What is the vibe like this year with kind of the coaching staff? There's been a little bit of turnover, obviously humbled by 5-11. How would you describe it as a veteran this year compared to last?
I like the vibe, you know. Everyone, it's a sense of urgency. You know, everyone has something to prove. There's competition at every level. Every position, except for finally quarterback, you know, it's really not that much of a competition. But, like, D-line, our room is loaded. It pushes everyone to be the best that they can be every practice. You can't take any days off. You got to prepare and do everything like you like. Like, your job depends on it, which it does for a lot of guys. So, I love the atmosphere. I love the competitiveness. Like, I love what this is, OTA number 5. I'm having a great time out there. We're working, getting better every day. Well, I'm not going to go into any specifics or anything. Good job. No, but just, you know, we're just people are playing towards their strengths this year. You know, we're gonna have guys rushing the passer. We're going to have guys trying to stop the guys from catching the ball and everything. So I like what we're doing a lot this year. I feel like it fits our strengths a lot more. We add a little bit more. So we'll see once we actually get the real competition, you know, because everything looks good during OTAs. Everything, like, you know, from OTAs, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we're going to win Super Bowl 100-0. Like, you know, but you know, you just wait. We got to wait till we actually start getting some live competition and then judge it from there.
Okay, so live competition. Can you tell more in training camp, more during the first quarter of a preseason game, or does it take to that first real game to know what you've got?
Well, remember last year.
Yeah.
we looked great during the preseason.
Yeah.
Like, undefeated and then the practice against the 49ers, we all did good. You know, it's a continuous effort to get better during the season. And, you know, you got to prove yourself every week in this league. You can't ever, you can't ever thrive off of the Super Bowl they won a couple of years ago, because most of those guys aren't here anymore. You know, so it's a continuous effort every week to prove that you're the best that you can be and the best in the league, which I feel like we can do.
I mean, you've been around for a while. Do you see teams get better or worse during the course of the season? And how big a deal is that you grow during the season as a team?
Well, the teams that don't get better are the ones that don't make the playoffs. You know, you have to continuously make improvements throughout the year. You can never stay complacent. You can't get complacent. You have to be able to work and adjust, because that's what the league is. It's all about adjustments. It's all about fixing things. And yeah, you may have had a problem here 1 week, but then the next week you can't go out and have the same problem, or teams are going to expose it, you know? So you have to get better in this league, or you won't be successful.
Joe, you mentioned that deep defensive line group that you have. What role do you want to have with that group?
That's what helps us win, you know? I'm not here for the personal accolades. I'm not here for anything like that. Anything I can do to help the team win, I'm game for.
The reality, when you talk about teams improving, the biggest issue last year was quarterback. I mean, is that carousel. How is it different now when you guys know, I know you're a defensive player, but that you know who the quarterback is? There's no second guessing, no looking over the shoulder. How much does that change how you view a season when you know who the guy is?
Well, you have a bona fide leader. You have one guy that you can look towards and be like, this is our guy for the season. And don't get me wrong, I think Trevor was a great quarterback. I thought he did great things last year, and I think Paxton's a good quarterback. But just when you have a QB battle, it's like, who takes the reins? Who's the one who steps up and is the leader? But this year with Case, it's, you have a leader. You have a guy you can go to, and a guy that has won games in the league. You know, you saw what he did with the Vikings last year. So yeah, it's a great relief for our team to be able to have that guy for this year, hopefully for years to come.
Shelby, how would you describe Bill Kolak for somebody who's never met Bill Kolak?
Oh, how do I describe Bill? Bill is Bill, you know. It's really, like, it's hard to describe Bill. Bill is, he's out there, man. Like, but you, it takes, for someone that has never played for Bill, it's an adjustment period. Like, last year for me, it was an adjustment period. But, you know, he gets the best out of his players, and he demands the best out of his players. And so you have to respect that. his way of doing it sometimes a little unorthodox, you know, but he has good intentions and he gets results. Like, well, 5.5 sacks last year. You look at Adam. Adam had a great year last year. You have guys that necessarily weren't proven in the league that worked with Bill and got better with Bill, and it showed during the season last year.
What was your adjustment?
Practice. just the demands of practice, especially being in altitude. That was something new for me. But
in terms of him, what was your adjustment with him?
But don't take things too critical. That's the biggest thing. Don't take things too critical, but try to listen to the deeper meaning of what he's trying to say.
Does anybody ever yell back?
Oh, no. No, man. I'm telling I like it, though. He's like one of those old school coaches, so he has to respect the room where you're not going to say anything back. Regardless if you think he's wrong, regardless if you think he's right, he's our coach. You know, and we're going to ride for him, and He could tell us anything, you know, but at the end of the day, he's our coach and he has that respect in our room where we would never say anything back.
Speaking of coaches, DeMarcus Ware out there today?
Yeah, man.
How was Coach Ware today?
Oh, it was good. He showed us some stuff. You know, I wasn't here when DeMarcus was here, you know, he showed us some stuff. He came in, he worked with some of the inside guys a little bit, the outside guys a little bit. He showed us a couple little moves, you know, I'm going to try out tomorrow. And when the pads come on, but hopefully we get to see more of him. Hopefully he gets to come in and help us with our pass rushing a little bit more, you know. But I loved it. I thought he had some great insight on some things today.
What is different when it's coming from a player like that that's been in the arena? Like, does it trigger, like, guys listen to him maybe differently? Like, hey, this guy, I mean, he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Is it different when it comes from him?
Hey, don't forget, Bill Kolar was a first-round draft pick. Don't forget, he wrestled a bear, too, you know. No, but, when he says something, you listen. Like, when DeMarcus says something, you listen. And because you know he's one of the all-time greats when it comes to getting to the quarterback. So he has a lot of good insight, and you want to pick his brain. You want to sit there and see what he thinks and how the way he thinks when it comes to rushing the passer. And so, yeah, like, when he comes in and he says something, you want to listen. You should have seen it. Like, he was talking to us, and all the D linemen were like circled around him, and just listen to what he has to say. Because how often do you get a first ballot Hall of Famer to come in and talk to you and try to teach you about pass rushing? You know, so you got to take it and you got to enjoy it. Like, that's the reason we're all out here. We all want to be great. You know, we all want to win. We all want to win championships. We all want to make the Hall of Fame. You know, so why not take tips from someone who's going there?
Deep Tlaib was a guy who brought a lot of edge and kind of nastiness to this locker room. Probably can't fill his role exactly with him gone, but who in this group can maybe step up into more of that kind of vocal, kind of edgy leader that might help you guys?
Oh, you know, Wolf is pretty edgy, you know. You know, like, I feel like every guy brings different traits. You know, Wolf is more of like a lead by example type of guy. But then also when things come down to it, you know, he has a lot. He's a lot to say, and people listen. You know, so when it comes to like the D line part of it, I would say because we all follow and lead, like Domitel follow like we all lead like we all follow his examples. You know, he's 13 years in. You know, how often do you get a 13-year vet? And you know, we haven't really had Clint around that much, but I feel like Clint knows what he's talking about. But when it comes to the more like edgy like rah rah, like yeah, it's probably Wolf. Yeah.
That's a couple more for Shelby.
What is my style?
Yeah.
I just be chilling. Like, you know, honestly, like I say something here and there, but I'm more of a talk to you one on one type person. You know, like I don't have really much to say when it comes like the full team, but one on one we can talk and we'll go over what we need to do and what might help you, what, like, and then also I take it, like, what might help me, like, you know, like, you got to be able to talk to guys.
What is it about Derek that makes you think that he's healthy or pain-free? Because last year was obviously miserable for him because of the health. What have you seen that makes you think, like, yeah, he's ready to rebound, have a big year?
I've seen him practice. I've seen him be perfectly fine in practice. I think he's 100% healed. I think he's healthy. I think this year would be a great year for him. I feel like we have nothing to worry about when it comes to Wolf.